This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, train hard, live large with INC Sports Nutrition.
I guess we've had a mature conversation, more than anything, you know, about Josh's desire to go home. And we probably had that conversation openly and honestly, you know, when he re-signed, that we probably thought there was a point in time where he would consider going home. And so we've got on the front foot and had a conversation with Josh and his manager. And if things work out for both parties, then we'd be interested.
So how did it develop over the past few days in particular? Because his management was saying that they thought he would stay in Brisbane a few days ago.
Well, who's to say that he's not? You know, we re-signed Josh on the basis that he was going to be there for the next couple of years. I checked with him after his holiday, knowing that, you know, being home would then perhaps throw up some different emotions for him. And yeah, I think we've looked at it and said, look, if it fits for both, that's fine. If it doesn't, then Josh will still be a required player for the next 2 years.
What's fair compensation, given he was such a
That's we're not going to play out anything in, you know, in public around what compensation looks like. The market resets itself each year, so from that side of things, you know, we'll simply see if something fits for us, and if something fits for Josh, then we'll consider it.
Does it give you the upper hand, the fact that you have re-signed him? Does that, in hindsight, look like a smart move as opposed to letting him go?
I think the market shifted. I think the impact of, you know, free agency over the last few years is seeing clubs sign players earlier for longer now. And then I think there's a knock-on effect with other components of our market. I think what we're seeing now is a shift in contracted players becoming more approachable or more gettable, if you like, in the market. So I think we're in a flux of transformation in this particular period of time.
Charlie Cameron, what's the latest there? And do you think Adelaide will accept a deal and let him go?
Oh, look, we haven't spoken to Adelaide yet. We know that he's, you know, through his manager, we know, you know, Charlie's informed Adelaide, and look, we'll respect that and we'll have those negotiations behind the scenes.
You willing to part with pick 12 for Charlie?
Not going to discuss anything with Charlie Cameron. He's a contracted player.
Deal done pretty quickly?
That's an interesting one. We'll wait and see. Probably we have to wait and see. There's a few things that are sort of in play with us in regards to, you know, positions and that type of thing. So Luke's been a wonderful player of Hawthorn. You know, he's a great, you know, 300-game player. So, look, if we can do something with Hawthorn, we'd love to. We're very honoured that Luke, you know, as a great of Hawthorn, has selected our club to come and help our club, you know, through Chris Fagan. So we're very excited about that. But we'll just have to wait and see, I think, as the trade period transpires as to how that unfolds. So.
And the Matthew Lobey one, interest to get him to the club?
I don't know where that's come from. Someone's trying to join dots, I think, with our other ruckman, with Steph. So that's an interesting one that some of you guys are trying to join the dots to. So thanks, guys. I'll catch you on the way out.